Welcome back to another Yas Assembly Show with our host, Pastor Larry Scherer. Today, Larry will continue his teaching about places of safety and how it relates to Scripture in today's time. And now, Larry Scherer.
Well, now we're continuing in part two of Places of Safety. We're going to go to Zephaniah. Zephaniah is a very interesting book, and especially his name. Zephaniah means Yah hides. Well, we do need to hide ourselves from the evil. We need to come out of this world. So it says here in verse 1, it says, gather you together, O nation without shame, or nation least desired. So, who is that? Well, I would say that is the nation of Israel. I would also say that that includes the rest of the 12 tribes. People don't understand who Israel is today, but there's 12 tribes and they're scattered all over the world. And most of the Western nations that are really Israel are despised. They're hated by the rest of the world. So verse 2 says, before the law gives birth and the day shall pass like chaff, before the burning wrath comes upon you, and the day of wrath comes, and the day of Yah comes upon you. So, there is a day of Yahweh. There's a day when, frankly, he says, I've had enough of your blood, your sin, your lies, and everything else. And that is the day that his wrath comes upon the earth and upon mankind. Verse 3 says, and Yahweh, seek Yahweh with all you meek ones of the earth who have done his right ruling. Seek righteousness, seek meekness, if so that you are hidden in the day of his wrath. So that's basically a call to repentance. So what's it mean to be worthy to escape? That's a very good verse. Seek righteousness, seek meekness, right ruling. Live his way. Live Torah. So I think that's a promise. But remember, it says that you may escape. Well, if you're not doing and pleasing and being obedient to our Creator, well, then you may not be worthy. You may have to go through the great tribulation that it talks about in Revelation 3, the Laodicean assembly. It says that you're going to have to go through that and be tried of fire, that you can be purified. We don't want to be in that category. So we're going to go now to Luke 21, and we're going to read verses 20 through 24. All right, verse 20 now. And when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its laying waste is near. Let those in Judea flee to the mountains, and let those who are in the midst of her go out, and let not those who are in the fields come back and enter into her. Because these are the days of vengeance to fulfill all that has been written. And woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing in those days, for there shall be great distress in the earth, and wrath upon his people. Well, that's what we've been reading. We have to escape that. We have to live this righteous life and claim his promises of deliverance. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trampled underfoot by the nations until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Now, Israel will not be a very safe place. See, we're told to flee into the mountains. Well, right now, unless there's some supernatural thing happen, I'd say that's almost impossible because of the COVID restrictions, and now they're talking about travel passports. And so it's going to be very difficult to flee into the mountains of Judea unless you're already there. So we'll continue on, and there shall be signs in the sun and moon and stars and on the earth, anxiety of nations in bewilderment at the roaring of the sea and agitation. Men failing from fear and expectation of what is coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Well, that's already starting to happen. We'll get into that towards the end of this lesson. And they shall see the Son of Adam coming in a cloud with power and much esteem. And when these matters begin to take place, look up! Look at your heads and know that your redemption draws near. So, here we are. This is the time that we're living in now. And like I started out by saying, well, it's the world's punishment for sin. The curses that I talked about in Deuteronomy 28. And it talks about going to a place of safety. But I said, I just don't know if that's even possible right now. And so let's go to another place in Scripture where it does talk about a place prepared for the woman. The woman is the assembly. We're going to read Revelation 12, verses 13 through 17. And when the dragon saw that he had been drawn to the earth, he persecuted the woman, that's the assembly, who gave birth to the male child. And the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, and to fly into the wilderness to her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and a half a time. That's 3.5 years, the 3.5 years of tribulation, from the presence of the serpent, that in other words, Satan, and out of his mouth the serpent spewed water like a river after the woman. Some people think that that is an army pursuing the assembly, and it may well be, to cause her to be swept away by a river. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the river, which the dragon had spewed out of its mouth. And the dragon was enraged, went to fight with the remnant of her seed, those guarding the commandments of Elohim and possessing the witness of Yeshua. So we go back to the worthiness again. So the woman flees into the wilderness where a place is prepared for her to be protected and saved and safeguarded. Well, again, what is the worthiness here? The worthiness is that she possesses the witness. She believes in the witness of Yeshua. And she's keeping the commandments. She's guarding the commandments. So we have all these little clues, so to speak, all these things that keep talking about what are possible places of safety for us. Now, what I just read is something that some people believe, and it's a very controversial subject, that the only place you can flee from is from Jerusalem into the mountains of Judea, that there's only one place of safety. But I want to read for you here now in Matthew 24 something that, well, people have to draw their own conclusions. But because of what it says here in Matthew 24, I'm not convinced myself personally that there is only one place of safety. Like I said, right now, unless you're already in Jerusalem, or unless things change drastically, or something happens supernaturally, I think that based on these verses in Matthew 24, and we're going to read verses 30 and 31, it says here, "And then the sign of the Son of Adam shall appear in the heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth shall mourn, and they shall see the Son of Adam coming on the clouds of heaven with power and much esteem. And he shall send his messengers with a great sound of the trumpet. That's the last trump. That's when Yeshua returns. And they shall gather together his chosen." Well, we're the chosen. We're the elect. "From the four winds," it says in some places the four corners, "from one end of heaven to the other." Now, naturally, those would be some that would already, let's say, have already died. The dead in Yeshua rise first. But those are people that are alive, that have made it through They've been protected somehow or another through the Great Tribulation. And so I personally, and this is my opinion, and other people might have other opinions, I've gone back and forth with people about that. I personally believe that there are more than one place of safety. There almost has to be in order for this verse to make sense. And frankly, for people, not everybody can get to Jerusalem. Not everybody can get there. And so time will tell. Time will tell what's going to actually happen here. So now I would like to talk about some coming events. We read every day about things that are just very, very horrible. The things I've read about at the very beginning, you know, the famines, the earthquakes, plagues, instability of the dollar, and the list goes on and on. And a lot of people are very traumatized and intimidated by this. And basically, I really think they shouldn't be, because there's a lot of things that can happen. There's a lot of miracles that can go on, and we've read about some of those things that are promised. And there's some coming events that, frankly, that are beyond the control of the globalists. And they're going to affect the agenda of the globalists. I do believe there'll be a great tribulation. I do believe there'll be a time when you can't buy and sell a lot of these things. I'm not denying any of those things. But the havoc that is going to be wreaked on this earth because of certain events that the globalists can't control. Now, one is Planet X, Nimiru, Wormwood. People have different names for it. I've actually seen the pictures of this. There's a man named Marshall Masters. He studied this for 20 years. Now, the interesting thing, and it's not a coincidence, the interesting thing about this, and by the way, you can find the link to his website, which has all kinds of documentations about Nimiru or Planet X. The historical fact is that Planet X, and it has its little moons and it has asteroids around, it's quite an extensive deal. It appeared at the same time of the Exodus. So we're reaching this time now where the assembly, the believers, need to be delivered. And so along came Planet X at the time of the Exodus of ancient Israel. Now, this body, which basically is hid behind the sun for the most part, but it's appearing now, and it's coming closer to the earth. And when it does, because of its gravitational pull, we're going to have massive EMPs. We're going to have meteorites, fireballs. We're going to have more of the destruction of the ozone layer. And it will interrupt the globalist matrix or digital system. There's no question about the fact that it will do that. Now, I will tell you something, and again, this is speculation, and I've heard this, and this is call it hearsay, that they're saying the reason that the globalists are in such a hurry to depopulate, to kill, to create this matrix of control through the digital ID is because they know this. And it'll be so much harder to control the population when everybody's flipping out. They're freaking out about this wormwood that's coming, that's causing all the havoc on the earth. And so they want to place this so that they'll have more control. That's the name of their game. Now, number two that I have here is about geoengineering. If you haven't listened to that, I listen to it faithfully every Saturday night and every Sabbath night. Well, it's not Sabbath anymore. It's the beginning of Sunday, really. And we hear, and he talks about climate change. And that's another big lie. Climate change, 80% of it is caused by geoengineering, not by global warming. And geoengineering is what's causing global warming. It's not what they would have us to believe, the greenhouse gases and all this sort of stuff. Now, Dane Wigington, who is the one that presents geoengineering, he says, this is what he's saying, and he gives all the statistical data. You should visit his website. He says that we have 2 or 3 years because of the depletion of the ozone layer. The entire ecosystem now is destroyed, basically. The oxygen supply, all the methane gas, because of the decomposition now of all the plankton and other sea life and vegetation being destroyed. Well, it's the methane bomb, so to speak. It's causing all kinds of problems and fires in different places. So when the globalists talk about 2030, based upon the destruction of the ecosystem and all the things that are happening, I think that's bunk. I really do. I don't think that planet Earth, unless that we have intervention before that, because it says no flesh would be saved alive in Matthew 24:22, I don't think the Earth has that long, neither does Dane Wigington. And so there's a lot of things happening in the ecosystem. I told you that the methane that's escaping, the oxygen supply is being depleted. Now, because of all this methane, because of the messing with the magnetosphere and the ozone layer and all these things, the Earth is heating up, no question about it. But it's not heating up with the scenario that the globalists would like us to believe. So what's happening now is the ice caps are beginning to melt. And there's down in Antarctica, there's what they call the Doomsday Glacier. The Doomsday Glacier. And it's melting. And if it just suddenly slides into the sea, it could very easily wipe out most of the coastal cities, and that's a very serious thing. Along with this, the permafrost melting, you probably are hearing about it now, that what's being exposed are what they call zombie viruses, which have the potential, it's speculation, that could be worse than the COVID. So what we have now is a planet where, because of all the heavy metals and the toxins and the things that are being dropped through the chemicals through the geoengineering, all the trees are dying, the plants are dying, all the heavy metals are destroying the microbiome in our vegetation on the Earth. And so these are things that are not under the control, even though the globalists with their agenda of geoengineering are causing these things, they have no way to prevent them. And this is a scenario, the way that Dane Wigington puts it, he says now it is on, kind of like on an autopilot. Everything is so out of harmony and balance that there's no way to bring it back into balance. And so what will happen is, the globalists can't, let's say, rectify it or correct it, and they're going to have to live through, like everybody else, the consequences of the destruction of the ecosystem. Okay, so there's another thing that's the globalists can't control, and that's the pole shifting. Now, this has happened before. This is a historical, provable fact. There was a man named Emanuel Velasky. He wrote a book called Earth in Upheaval. And so when the poles shift, it's going to cause all kinds of problems. There is, at the equator, the water, the sea level is 200 feet higher than the rest of sea level. And so when the poles shift, the earth is spinning is going to slow down. And all this water, this 200 feet of water, is going to flood the almost so many coastal cities and even inland places. And so there will be a tremendous flooding. Also, the pole shifts are already having to adjust their compasses and things, is really messing up navigation. So all these satellites that are up there and all these things that operate on GPS, the pole shifts are actually in the process of happening now. In Matthew 24, we've already read this, but I want you to think about something. It says there's going to be volcanoes and earthquakes and massive and the famines and the plagues, but it talks about the earthquakes and the volcanoes. Now, what's happening because of Nimiru, or Planet X, and the earth heating up, now what's happening is magma is flowing, and it will destroy the globalist underground cities, and it will change the gravitational pull of the planet. So really, it talks about that in James and says, let the rocks fall on us. Well, that's because of the massive amount of magma now that's moving. And this is all out of the control, frankly, of the globalists. Now, they've created a lot of these ecological problems, but now it's like I say, it's on autopilot. Now it's so far beyond control, it's sort of taken on a life of its own, and it's headed in the wrong direction. So, if you really want to know how all this ends, I would ask you, for your own peace of mind, for your own safety, for your own comfort, for your own inspiration, that you read my book, The End of the New World Order, because it tells you how it's really going to come down, why it will fail, how the globalists will actually destroy themselves when it comes right down to it, and it will tell you really what Scripture has to say. So I think that's important that we understand that. So please, do yourself a favor. It's a free download on my website, yahsassembly.org. And it will give you hope, and it will give you scriptural evidence and documentation as to why the New World Order will fail and why it can't succeed and how we will ultimately be delivered. So I want to close with reading Hebrews 3, verse 18 and 19. Because that is kind of the, let's say, the theme or the plot that I've tried to create, the thread through this show, the lesson, the topics about, are we worthy? Are we worthy? Are we going to have His protection? Are we going to be in a position now where He's going to inspire us, He's going to protect us? We can claim His promises of deliverance. And it's all in Scripture. It's all in Scripture. So I look back at ancient Israel. They wandered through the wilderness for 40 years. It was an 11-day journey to the Promised Land. But somehow or another, because of their attitude, which is spoken about in Psalm 78, you should read that if you really want to learn the lessons of history and why ancient Israel failed. But the conclusion of that matter we're finding in Hebrews 3. Here's why they weren't worthy. Let this not be our scenario. Hebrews 3, 18 and 19. And to whom did He swear that they would not enter into His rest, but to those who did not obey? See, I talked about that earlier. Obedience to His word. Being obedient. So we see that they were unable to enter in because of unbelief. See, they didn't believe him. They didn't trust him. They didn't put their belief in him, and they were unable to enter. So if you want to be worthy to escape the things to come, you want to have his protection that is promised in so many scriptures that we've covered, well, then you need to believe, you need to trust, you need to be praying and fasting and studying so you're close to him and you can draw on his power and on the promises of his deliverance. So I hope this lesson has been a blessing to you, and so we'll continue with another lesson next time, and so thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to another YAHS Assembly broadcast. We hope and pray that YAH will enlighten and bless you with this wisdom and knowledge. Remember, if this broadcast has been a blessing to you, please consider helping us continue to bless others through this ministry and others through a donation of any kind, as well as blessing Hebrew Nations Radio for their support in allowing us to bring shows like these to you. YAH bless you.